Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
91730.
Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
91730.
91730. Thank you. First and last name, ma'am?
Judy Schultz. S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
Thank you. Do you have an order with us?
I do. Well, that's what I'm calling about, because I ordered a trial sample, the 30 days, and I haven't even used the 30 days, and I got a notice from my bank that I was billed again, and I don't want to continue. So I wanted to cancel that out and, you know, until I complete my 30 days and see if I'm happy with it.
Well, ma'am, I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines, and I am not pulling any order under your zip code with your first and last name. My last option will be with your card information, and that'll be with the first six and last four numbers. If we are billing you, it will pull up that way, ma'am.
Okay.
But there's no results with your first and last name. I'm sorry.
Nothing's coming up at all, huh?
No, ma'am.
Interesting. Yeah, I only wanted to trial it. I did not want to continue with it. So what do you suggest? Should I just...
If you don't want to provide me with that information that I'm requesting, then your bank can give us a call and verify that we're billing you.
Wait, you mean the credit number, credit card number?
I'll need the first six and last four numbers of the card that you're being billed from. If we are billing you, it will pull up that way, ma'am.
If I only could remember. Well, I guess I must have used my... Hold on. Okay, say it again, the first six?
First six and last four. 470523 9292. 470523 9292,
correct? Yes.
No results found.
Nothing?
No, ma'am.
Interesting. Okay, thank you so much.
I
guess I'll call the bank and find out what's going on their end. Thank you. Have a good night.
You're fine. Thank you for calling customer care.